Psalms chapter 5, you're in 58. I'll read from Psalms 5, you know, just in case you doubt me that this is not a good way to be, a good way to pray. Destroy them, thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out, the multitude of their transgressions, for they rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Look, when God stands up for his people and judges somebody that's been attacking God's people, when he defends them, that's a reason to shout for joy. That's a reason to rejoice. Let also them that love thy name be joyful in thee. Look, when God avenges people that have been attacking God's anointed, I'm going to rejoice. Amen. I'm going to be happy about it. You know, when I heard the news that this internet bozo who's been attacking our church and our church members and other churches was found dead, murdered under some very strange circumstances, whether it turns out to be true or not, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't smiling. I got the text in the rain out, and I started singing. And you know what I sang? I sang Psalm 68. That's our new Bible memory verse, right? You wonder where I come up with these verses, these passages. Well, let me tell you where I came up with Psalm 68, why I chose that one. Because I was driving down to Tucson to go serve God down there, preach, and lead some soul winning. And I got the news that this reprobate got killed, and I started singing Psalm 68. Amen. With a smile. The top of my lungs. You know how it goes? Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Next verse. Let them also that hate him flee before him. And I sang that for a while, all the way down there. It's a good song. It's biblical. Bible says in Psalm 58, where you are in verse 10, let the righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. Not, oh, well, that's too bad. No, it's not. It's good. It's good that another, you know, one more person who just wants to attack and bring harm and try to embarrass people and attack our church and split our church, it's good when God takes vengeance on them. It makes me happy. It makes me want to rejoice. It says there, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Say, well, you know, it's okay that you rejoice, but you should keep that to yourself. Are the memes necessary? Yes, they are. Amen. I was a little disappointed I didn't see more. And you say, well, what do you mean? You know, well, I mean, washing his feet in the blood of the wicked, that, what are you going to take some blood home and go do it by yourself? I mean, get the picture. He's like, God's going to slay him, and you're just going to trample right through that blood. Dance in it. I like that. That's even better. I'm not going to dance, though. Nice try. Right? It's public. Do it in front of everybody. So that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. You know, somebody else is going to see that and go, oh, that guy's washing his feet in the blood of the wicked. Say, wow, there really is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Which goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. We need to understand this concept that God is one who will avenge his anointed. That God is one who will avenge his prophets. He is a God that judges in the earth.